partly sunny. It'll be humid today. Afternoon thunderstorm and the high 83. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Thank you, Steve. 68 now in our backyard, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the morning back after a week off, but still driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. It's a Monday.
Hello, welcome.
What are you doing today? What are you doing today?
Let's go to the beach.
Let's go to the beach. Come
beach?
On.
Today? Why?
Why today?
It's National Beach Day.
We've got work to do.
What?
The beach sounds like fun, too.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun.
Guys, but I'm going to need some sunscreen.
Your sunscreen.
And don't forget your umbrella.
The beach umbrella.
And take your embarrassing beach towel with
it's showtime.
WQKX.
Who the heck makes National Beach Day August 30th when we're staring down Labor Day and the end of summer and the kids are already at school? What is going on? It's Morgan back from vacation, and no, I didn't go to the beach. My little girl got married. Oh, my. The first of three. Weekend review. Next.
Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
Yeah, so I'm back. It's Monday, the end of the month, August 30th. One more day, by the way. And that's called payday for us. And I need it because I'm broke. But I'm happy. Monday, 6:15-ish. We always do what we call weekend review. What a weekend. What a week. My middle daughter became the first to get married. So I did that father of the bride thing for the first time. Thank you for all the great comments on Facebook, by the way. Somebody said, the best feeling ever. I don't know about that. It was a real good feeling. I think when my children were born, that was the best feeling ever. When you become a dad, that's the best feeling ever. Ladies, when you become a mom, whatever. But when you walk them up the aisle, it's kind of like mixed emotion. A lot of you people commented, looks like happy tears, Tom. Yes, someone said, are you drunk? I was like, no. I was completely stone cold sober for the whole day. I felt if there is ever a time where we didn't want to partake of beverage, it would be this day because I want to soak it all in. Can't say the rest. Can't say that for the rest of my family. The rest of my family had a real good time. It was an Irish Catholic, Italian Catholic wedding in Philly. Amazing. My middle daughter, the one that I don't know, I don't have a favorite kid, but my middle daughter, the one that acted the most like me throughout her growing up years and kind of still does, was the first one to get married. On the 94KX Facebook page, I posted a photo of me and my older daughter, my oldest, my daughter number one, the television actress. Living on the West Coast, I haven't seen her in, I'd like to say, 6 years in person. And that's not just the pandemic, you know that. FaceTime became a thing. Zoom meetings became a thing during the pandemic. But she's just a busy, working actress, starving actress in Los Angeles. And over the weekend, I got to see her and physically hug her and kiss her on the cheek and tell her that I loved her. It was an amazing moment as well. So if you go to our Facebook page, if you haven't already, you get to see that. I don't know, 400 of you liked it. So many nice comments. Thank you. But she wasn't the main focus, and I wasn't the main focus. My other daughter was. So if you go to the Tom Morgan Facebook page and like it, you'll see me and Beck. Or as we called her as a little girl, Becca the Recca. Because she was my tomboy. And she does not look like a tomboy. She was a beautiful bride, and it was an emotional moment. Happy tears. I turned a page. I definitely did. Now, before you said, oh, you turned a page because you were sober? No. No, that's not it. It was a nice big Irish family fest. I turned a page because once that happens, then the rest of it happens, right? I'm thinking my other two daughters get married next. I don't know which one, But I'm thinking that's the way it goes. And then grandchildren finally start coming along. That's the way that goes. I want to be a pop real bad. I love children. Those of you in my inner circle that know me well know that I always say I love kids. It's adults I can't stand. You know, that's not 100% true, but that is the way I feel. Once you become an adult, you got your opinion and your political persuasions and your religious feelings. And you know what? Keep it to yourself. But little kids, innocent little kids, I love children. I loved having three children, three beautiful little girls. They grew up to be beautiful young ladies. Now I look forward to grandchildren, I guess. And my other two daughters getting married if they choose. You don't have to nowadays. I joke on the air all the time that I'm divorced and I will never remarry. And I make fun of marriage. I really shouldn't do that. Marriage is a beautiful thing if it works. And I hope the best for my daughter, Becca. What a great week I had. First few days, you know, hustle, bustle, getting ready to take the trip and do all that father of the bride stuff and make sure everything's all lined up. And then you work toward the day. It was a rare Friday wedding, but there are a lot of those now because of post-pandemic conditions where the people who have been waiting over a year to get married now get first picks on Saturday. As a matter of fact, the church and the venue and the hotel that I stayed in had four weddings in 2 days. And for their hotel, it was four weddings and a soccer tournament. That in itself was an interesting story. Maybe I'll talk about it coming up. But the fact that I could walk out, checking out of a hotel, and be surrounded by little girls' soccer teams checking into the hotel, that was deja vu all over again. However, that's my weekend in review. I can't give it enough words. So I'll just sum it up as beautiful. Just beautiful. So much has happened. A late night soundbite coming up on that Nirvana guy. That little baby, yeah, now a guy and a lawsuit. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Someone has to tell the 30-year-old man who, as a baby, was on the cover of Nirvana's iconic Nevermind album and is now suing because he says that cover was sexual exploitation. That if someone could recognize you today from that picture, you've got bigger problems than the courts can solve.
94KX. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Yeah, the guy's back. He's called Morgan. Back from a wedding. My daughter's wedding. We talked about it a few minutes ago if you were with us in our weekend review. Mark, you've been a father of a bride before. You've been through this. I mean, people saw the pictures posted on Facebook, and they said, you look like you're bawling. And I said I was. I was very emotional. You have a daughter?
Yeah, but she's not married. So
okay, so you haven't done this yet?
I haven't done that part yet, no.
Okay.
There's been, you know, tears along the way as she headed out west or this kind of thing.
Yeah, and on the KX Facebook page, you could see me hugging my daughter, who has been out west. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her face physically standing in front of me in about 6 years. So that was emotional.
Holy smokes. Well, about the same for me. Well, a little less than that, but in any event.
Your daughter's San Diego? Is that right?
In Eugene, Oregon right now. She was recently assigned to Hawaii and had to spend 6 weeks in Maui. But
boy, there's a tough job.
She's back now in Oregon.
Yeah, well, my daughter's in L.A., and she is heading to London.
And where were you for the wedding?
Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. So
that's my middle daughter's home destination now. So it was a great time at the Bluestone Country Club in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, outside Philly.
Wow, never heard of it. Okay.
It was quite nice.
They've never heard of me either. I assure you of that. Well, great. Well, congratulations. Well, I saw one or two pictures, and you looked super duper. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I come into work this morning to start prepping the show, and I see that a couple is in trouble for charging guests who didn't show up at their wedding.
I saw that. I thought, well, hundreds of dollars, though. I guess I didn't realize what the loss would be, but yeah, I guess that really adds up.
$120 a person. So if you and your guests didn't show up, you owe them $240. You better write a check. Mm-hmm. Is that cool, or is that just plain old tacky? What do you think? It's a tough call. It was a destination wedding, so okay. Yeah, that's money involved there.
Yeah.
I think you should know your guest list a little better.
No, no, that's a pickle. Well, yeah, why would somebody... So you're not inviting 50 people to this. This is maybe 20.
Yeah.
Why would one of... If I even have 20 friends that I'd pay $120
too,
for...
Me too.
That would be a mystery. But, yeah, that means that's a pretty big dilemma that they just decided at the last minute somehow. Of course, we do have a pandemic, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's still going on. Sure.
If I had done that no show, I probably would have just volunteered up the money, you know, and said, hey, this had to cost you at least $500 to save our plate.
Yeah, so do the 240 and say, sorry, I couldn't come.
Right.
But you're getting invoiced. That's pretty funny. Mark is back with the news coming up. Rob's got the sports. Rob, the Sports Center, and super exciting, Steve, with the AccuWeather forecast. Morgan in the morning. Stay with us. Yeah, enjoy that heat, that haze, that partially sunny day. So we got some heavy rain coming up as that hurricane works its way northeast. Morgan in the morning, back on the radio, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Some call it stupid news. We just say, and there it is. Hey, guy, the dating sites aren't working out for you, so you make your own where you can only date you. Really? Details next.
Morgan in the morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to say the word stupid. You figure it out yourself. Like the St. Louis man going viral for making his own dating website. Simply because he was striking out on all the traditional dating apps. Here's Colin O'Brien talking about his new dating service called DateColinO'Brien.com.
It's been huge. I think something now in the ballpark of 200 eligible women have reached out to me, which is crazy. Yeah. Every day, I look at it all, and I just try to respond to as many as possible. It's been, like, genuinely people who want to meet, and I think it's a funny idea. I have something like 13 dates on the books right now, and that number's just going to keep growing. So, you know, I wanted to put my weight on there, my tax bracket. Look, this is what you're getting. It's not changing overnight to impress you, and I'm not ashamed of it.
You're not impressing them.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Here's your lesson. They think you're Conan. They think you're Conan O'Brien. Come on now. W-Q-K-X. Yikes in a way. And there it is, only here with Morgan in the morning. How about this weird weather? Wow. How about this weird weather? And details on how you could help maybe even these disaster victims with some food. It's all on the way. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 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 Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Yes, 94KX and Wise Markets teaming up again for a positive difference in our community. Something positive, we could all use that, right? They are doing their Fight Hunger campaign in all Wise Markets right now, and they aim to raise money to donate non-perishable items to local, listen to that word, local food banks in our area. All you got to do is shop Wise when you get to the checkout, round up your bill, $1, $3, $5, $10, whatever, and help support this great local program from real local Wise Markets. Hey, we'll check local news. We'll check the sports and local AccuWeather coming up. Tropical Storm Ida will be coming our way with lots of rain. That doesn't hit us till tomorrow night, Wednesday, maybe even a little scattered shower activity on Thursday. Crazy weather we've been having. I mean, it's been like jungle hot most of the summer. And then when you get rain, you get like 10 inches at once and all the runoff, all the localized flooding. Anyway, Steve's got the forecast coming up, but I see here some kind of memo from last week when Chad was here. Thank you, Chad, for filling in on the show. It says, feel free to use the new Alexa weather forecast. Well, let's see what it is. That's
look
cool.
For another hurricane, followed by a hurricane.
What?
Superseded by another hurricane or wildfire.
What?
With a good chance of drought, And what? Did I mention flooding, tornadoes, or what? Any other number of freaky once in 100 years climate events happening every other day?
I'm getting scared.
Good luck, and don't forget your raincoat, sunscreen, life preserver, bottled water, and survival kit.
Okay, that didn't work out the way I thought it would.
Hey.
WQKX.
News is next.
The two best.
Still 69 sticky, humid degrees high atop Blue Hill. We had a whole herd of deer in our backyard. Just a few minutes ago before the news, Mark and I were just out in the backyard. They come right up to you practically. It's pretty cool. I love it up here. High atop Blue Hill. Morgan in the morning. I am back and driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive. Down Route 45.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Well, we heard the news. Now, how about the good news? Some flags in Sunbury, a block party in Norrie, and helicopter rescues in Tennessee.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1.
Morgan in the morning. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Yeah, the good news. So you own a helicopter and you live in Tennessee, and there's massive flooding and people that need to be rescued. You don't know how to do it, but somehow you find a way. Here's Joel Boyers.
Then got a call from a woman who was pretty frantic and distraught that her brother was trapped on a roof with his two daughters. Most of them were visibly shaking. I knew I couldn't say no without trying. And I couldn't have lived it to myself. All I was thinking about was my daughter on a roof, you know?
Yeah, you see your own family, and you go and you do it, even though you don't know how. He went on to rescue 17 people from the flooding in Tennessee. Hats off, Joel. That's good news. Good news locally. Yeah, my girl Victoria Rosencrantz, she knows what she's doing. And a big thank you to the Rotary Club for something new called Flags for Heroes. You'll see it in Merle Phillips Park, Veterans Day through the 14th of September. It's pretty cool. A flag for heroes that are gone and still serving. And what's wrong with a good old-fashioned block party? We used to do them all the time. I remember we celebrated in South Wilkesbury 1 year after the Agnes flood. Well, here's a happy thing to celebrate. Just a Norrie block party. Go to 17857.org and check it out. It happens this Sunday, including Mark Stevens, live from the event. A good old-fashioned block party in the borough of Northumberland. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the morning. 94KX.
Yeah, I like block parties. I was a teenager during the 72 flood and my family lost everything. Our house was destroyed. And within a year, and only a year, not only did we have to buy a new house, furnish it, clothe ourselves, feed ourselves, but find a new neighborhood. And we did. And the neighbors were so kind that they threw a block party. I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. Now Norrie's throwing a block party. That's pretty cool. More details throughout the week. But, yeah, Sunday should be a lot of fun. Still to come, Lynn Hall's got to be in the house. I hope she's still here. It's time for birthday buddies, and they're on the way. Morgan in the morning.
WQKX.
Yeah, I'm back. And so is she.
Although, I am.
Although, were you missing in action last week?
No, I was here.
Did you actually go to my daughter's wedding and I didn't see you?
No. Yeah, I put on a disguise and just showed up. You know?
Lynn Hall is back with us. It must be time for birthday buddies.
It is.
Which, by the way, happens every day at this time.
Coincidentally enough, it's such a strange thing that it just
unless
does.
Unless I'm not here, then it doesn't happen at all,
no.
I guess. But whatever.
But anyway, it's okay. You know, if doors are shut when I come down the hallway, I don't come in. All right, they don't want me in there. I'm just going to walk past down the hall. Everything's good. It's all fine.
Well, my door is always open.
Yes.
Literally and figuratively.
In many ways. Yes.
So I'm so glad you're here. It's great to be back. Have you ever experienced your child's wedding yet?
No.
He's not married?
No.
Okay,
He has a longtime girlfriend. They live together. They just bought a house.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes.
Where do they live?
Edgewater, Maryland.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So
area
they down there. Might as well be married. I mean, they've been together forever. So yeah.
Isn't that it? Yeah. Same thing with Mark Lawrence. His daughter is out in California, but for some reason he says she was in Hawaii and now she's in Oregon.
Okay.
But she calls her home California.
Oh well.
Hey. She's also not married.
Okay. So,
but anyway, I wasn't on vacation. I was the father of the bride, and it was pretty cool.
And that was not a vacation, right?
No, it wasn't. Some of it was nerve-wracking, but once we got it, once we got it underway and the party started, picture this. Dig, if you will, a picture.
A picture.
An Irish Catholic wedding merges with an Italian Catholic wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
You know that's going to be fun. You know it's going to be
fun. Best songs on the radio and more.
You might remember this. Celebrity birthdays. We loved
the station, and I love it.
Yeah, the station is 94KX. Yes. The artist is Bebe Rexha.
Aha.
Bebe.
Bebe.
Because we like saying Bebe.
I do. I like saying Bebe a lot.
I'm so old, I'm more of a Bebe King kind of guy. But this is Bebe Rexha. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bebe is 32 years old today.
Okay.
So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Bebe.
See, I love how you say that.
Bebe.
It's almost like we're being sarcastic.
But we're not.
But we're not. Happy birthday, Bebe. Another birthday. Guess. Just a good old
boy. Oh, my goodness. Never meaning no harm. My goodness.
I just wanted to play this, too.
I haven't heard this in so long.
Ben Jones is 80 years old today. Ben was Cooter on The Dukes of Hazzard.
And the name Cooter is great. That, you should name like a bloodhound Cooter, right?
Yeah, not a human.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but his name is Cooter.
Cooter.
On Dukes of Hazzard. And he's 80 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know that Cooter went on to serve in the House of Representatives in the 80s and 90s?
Yes, I think I heard
After
that.
After The Dukes of Hazzard, Cooter was in the House of Representatives.
Representative Cooter, you now have the floor.
That's what I wanted to hear, but he's no longer in the house.
No.
What a country we live in when you can elect someone named Cooter.
Cooter.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's get on with the real birthdays, or as we like to call them.
Birthday buddies, of course.
Of course. Happy birthday to Angel Days from Beavertown. She is 46 years old today.
Anna Morales is 49 today.
Brenda Reese is 57.
John Morey from Montgomery, almost said Montgomery, that's not right, Lynn, is 41 today.
Is that like Mount Carmel?
Yes.
Anyway, happy birthday to Kim Lichard. She's from Danville. She's 51.
Kyla Yerger from Watsontown, 33 today.
Lori Selig from Dalmatia's 47.
Michaela Zimmerman from Sunbury, 26 today.
Happy birthday to Nancy LeMay. She's from New Columbia. She's 67.
Patty Stasheski is 70 today. Happy birthday, Patty.
Wow, 70. Riley Williams is 20. One more year, Riley. Hang in there and we'll be able to put drinks up for you.
And let's see, Sean DeSang from Northumberland Dressing, that is, right? I can't even read it. I need new glasses.
It might be Dressang.
Dressang from Northumberland is 32 today.
Stephanie Hostetler from Middleburg is 32 today.
Stevie Page from Selins Grove, 28.
And Tahani Grinnell from Northumberland is 47 today. Hey, if you got a birthday, we'll try to pronounce them. Sometimes
I'll try to read them. Sometimes I can't. I'll try.
Maybe it's that blue font you're looking
at. Well, a middle-aged sight doesn't help either, so.
Okay. Get them to us either way. We'll see what we can do. You could, you could email them in. You could use the Ford Fun Line. You could text them in. Or, what the heck, use our Facebook page. Each and every morning at about this time, Lynn, it's what?
Birthday buddies.
Yes, it is. Only here with Morgan in the Morning. News is on the way next. Rob the Sports Center with results of the Little League World Series. And super exciting Steve with a forecast where he's excited about hurricane rain.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all next. Morgan in the Morning. 69, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning back on the radio, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, it's National Frankenstein Day. Why? I don't know. Also on the way, Movie Mike. Which Frankenstein do you like, the original Frankenstein movie or Young Frankenstein?
I love both, but Young Frankenstein holds a very special place in my heart.
It does?
Yeah, my dad took me to see that when I was 7 years old. And I've loved that movie ever since.
When you were 7 years old.
Yeah.
What does the phrase nice knockers mean to you?
That was how I learned what that meant.
The Entertainment Report coming up, and a special tribute to the late, great Ed Asner. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
I have one question, Dr. Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein.
Love it.
National Frankenstein Day. There,
no matter how cruelly I beg you, no matter how terribly I may scream, do not open this door or you will undo everything I've worked for. Do you understand? Do not open this door.
Okay, okay.
Get me out. Let me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
Happy National Frankenstein Day, or should we say Frankenstein Day?
I think we should say Frankenstein Day.
Okay, why would Frankenstein Day be on August 30th? Somebody help me out with that.
I have no idea. That doesn't make any sense.
Was it because Edgar Winter Group had a hit? But no, that wasn't August of 72. That was a different time of the year. Would it be, I don't know, would it be when the book was written, the novel in 1818? No, that wasn't August 30th either. So why is today National Frankenstein or Frankenstein Day? We'll never know.
Maybe they just wanted to move it far enough away from National Dracula Day and before National Werewolf Day.
Okay, they needed separation, did they?
Yeah, you can't have them all jammed together like that.
Okay, that makes sense. Earlier in the show, we announced that today is National Beach Day. August 30th? Is it summer almost over? Labor Day is, you know, we're staring at Labor Day.
Yeah, take Frankenstein to the beach.
Now that would be fun. That voice is Movie Mike, Entertainment Report, coming up next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Starting off with some sad news this morning, Ed Asner from Lou Grant and Pixar's Up died yesterday of natural causes. He was 91 years old.
I am nobody's master, got it? I don't want you here, and I don't want you here. I'm stuck with you.
The clothometer suddenly just dropped down to zero. There's just no Christmas spirit anymore.
I think Ed Asner, as an actor, is as good as for what he does as anybody.
Sometimes feels that we do harm to ourselves by taking part in this endeavor.
Get your life in order. At this point, you're like the meat in your fridge.
What do you do on casual Friday?
We just come into our work, but we dress casually.
I don't like it.
He's going to be remembered as Lou Grant in both his shows. He'll be remembered as a very diversified actor who won a lot of Emmys.
I was always worried about being a coward. I don't think I am a coward.
I know Ed really believes that you leave the planet better off than you found it. And Ed is definitively going to do that.
Oh, my. That is just lovely tribute.
That really is. That's really, really nice.
The voices of Robert Conrad, Gavin McLeod, and his ex-wife, Cindy Gilmore. Very cool.
Very cool. And, of course, Asner played newsroom boss Lou Grant on the classic sitcom The Mary Tyler Moore Show from 1970 to 1977. He then played the same character in the drama series Lou Grant from 1977 to 1982. He won 3 Emmys for Mary Tyler Moore and 2 more for Lou Grant, making him one of only 2 actors to win a comedy and a drama Emmy for playing the same role. That's a pretty amazing statistic
there. Yeah, what a change in that show.
Absolutely. Asner is probably best known these days as the voice of Carl, the old widower in Pixar's Up. He also played Santa in Elf and Johnny's stepfather, Sid, on Cobra Kai. So who did not love Ed Asner?
Because he did it all.
He did it all.
You couldn't pigeonhole him. Right. Know? I mean, there it is.
Right, and said to be a really nice guy off the screen, too. Had a great reputation.
Hopefully somebody will say that about me someday.
That's right. That's right. We would all love to be as loved as Ed Asner is.
Yes, yes.
Now, if you're a hardcore Ghostbusters fan, as I am, you may think you know everything about the movie, but you probably did not know this. Did you ever notice the yellow tubes that the Ghostbusters have coming out of their pants? I noticed that. Did you ever wonder what that was for?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Dan Aykroyd has explained their purpose. He said they were for, quote, incontinence due to fear. In other words, when the Ghostbusters get scared and they wet themselves, there's a tube.
For that.
Yeah. For that.
And that's why they were yellow, right. too, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, a little levity there to balance out the sadness.
Of the loss of Ed Asner. Yeah. All right.
And looking at the box office, Candyman topped it with an opening take of $22 million. Free Guy continues to go strong in second place with $13 million. Paw Patrol the Movie, which I saw over the weekend, was third with $6 million. Jungle Cruise came in fourth with $5 million. And Don't Breathe 2 rounds out the top five with $2.8
million. There you go. Did you enjoy Paw Patrol with your boys?
I kind of did, yeah.
It's did a you really?
Nice little movie, yeah.
Shall you review it for us soon?
If you would like me to review it on Friday, I will tell you all about Paw Patrol.
Or maybe something else. It's entirely up to you, Mike. Have a good week.
Thanks, you too.
I didn't even know what Paw Patrol was until my older sister said her grandchildren watch it. Isn't that wild? News is on the way next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. It's Morgan in the Morning Sports.
Partly sunny, it'll be humid today. Afternoon thunderstorm and the high 83. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Thank you, Steve. 70 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, back in the saddle and driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. We've got sports yays and sports boos. On the way, no, booze, not B-O-O-Z-E, stop it. Booing during sports. We'll talk about it coming up. Stay with us.
WQKX. WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
They were booing the Mets, and they were cheering the Little League World Series in Williamsport. We'll combine the two and talk about it coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Sports, you know how much I love sports, but I don't talk sports because that's for sports talk radio. That's for Steve Jones on WKOK. But I love sports, and I like the raw beauty of the Little League World Series. So I watch like as much as I can because it's young kids. It's baseball in its purest form, and they have made it to the highest, you know, the pinnacle of the sport at their age, the Little League World Series. Now, when it comes to Major League Baseball, and all these young kids on these Little League teams want to be a major leaguer someday, sometimes it's the major leaguers that act like kids. Oh, well. Javier Baez of the Mets, who I think is one of the most talented players in the league, he gets traded to the Mets for $80 million bazillion dollars or whatever. And now he's getting upset because he's getting booed and the team is getting booed and they shouldn't get booed. Javi, you're in New York. They boo everything.
When I strike out and I get booed, you know, it doesn't really get to me, but like I want to let them know that when we success, we're going to do the same thing to let them know how it feels, you know, because if we win together, then we got to lose together, you know, and the fans are really big part of it. So in my case, they got to be better. You know, I play for the fans and I love the fans, but if they're going to do that, they're just putting more pressures on the team. And that's not what we want.
I completely agree with him. But again, Javi, you're playing in New York. They boo their mother at a wedding. Trust me. The fans, I think, are the worst fans in the country. New York, whether it's Yankee fans or Met fans, any sport. Look at Jets fans. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on it. But then again, over to the Little League World Series, where everyone is taught sportsmanship, it's a true, beautiful thing.
This ball driven to center. It's playable. Breckus is there, and it ends in his glove. And the Taylor North Little Leaguers are World Series champions.
The 2021 Little World Series in the books. Michigan is your champion this year.
Rob Center has been talking about it all morning when we check sports top and bottom of the hour. But congratulations to Taylor, Michigan, World Series Little League champs, and a World Series that we might not want to call World Series because the whole world wasn't involved this year because of COVID. It was an all United States World Series. But then again, in every other sport, we call them world champs even when the whole world isn't included. Weird. Still to come, a late night soundbite. Bill Maher is talking about the porn business. Yeah. Tom's top list. And that will be interesting in itself because you're on the way to work. And Tom's top list today, the five ways to know you're underpaid. Stay with us. Morgan in the morning.
Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
On the way to work, Tom's top list of the day may intrigue you. The top five signs you know you're underpaid. Number one, your salary is lower than the online average. Sites like Glassdoor.com could give you an idea of what people with similar jobs in your area are making. Right there. There's the stats. Number two, your job duties have changed, but your pay hasn't. Some bosses try to be sneaky and give you more responsibility without compensating you for it. That's not really sneaky anymore. It just happens. But think about it. More work, not more pay. Number three, you know you're underpaid if your benefits suck. A more modest salary might be okay, but only if you're getting health insurance, PTO, things like a 401 matching K. No, 401K match, I guess they call it. The 401K is how much money you put into it to retire. The matching part would be your boss's part. Number four, you haven't gotten a raise in years. Unfortunately, you might have to ask for one. It's that simple sometimes. Sometimes your employer just leaves you alone, feeling you're okay. So in the five signs you're underpaid, you haven't had a raise? Well, just ask for one. A lot of employers won't even give a cost of living raise. So go ahead and ask. And finally, number five, in the five ways you know you're underpaid, the company you work for has gotten bigger, but your salary has stayed the same. Now, if the company is growing, shouldn't your paycheck be growing as well? Especially if you've got seniority and you've been there for years. Something to think about. Today's Tom's Top List. Hey, on the way, news is coming up. Mark's got that. Rob, the Sports Center with the sports. Steve's got the AccuWeather. And still to come, curtains up winners. This will be exciting. Stay with us. Morgan in the morning. 73 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, curtains up. Well, the curtain is coming down. And we'll announce our winners. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I just like this music. I know. Call me crazy, but anyway. Bum, ba-dum. Bum, ba-dum. Hey, congratulations to our Curtains Up winners. You saw their videos. You voted them favorites. We'd like to congratulate all the contestants and announce the winners in each category. It is the second year of our viral talent show on our Facebook. And we are proud to announce that Blaina Barnhart won the adult category. She did that version of Hold On to Me. Wow. She wins the $500 from the Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, people who love local talent right here at home. So, Elena, congratulations. Abigail Long won the teen category. She was, I hope you watch these videos. She played Free Fallen by Tom Petty, but she did like a mandolin version. It was wonderful. She wins the ton of Knoebels tickets for her and her friends. So, Abigail, beautiful playing of the mandolin and quite a cool rendition of Free Falling. And our children's winner, and I had my fingers crossed for this guy because it was totally unusual. Asher Hantz, 10 years old, with amazing drawing skills. But what he did was he drew like a two-scale picture of an automobile, and it was a time-lapsed video. So you didn't have to watch Asher drawing this car, which may have taken a long time, but you saw it in just a few seconds. He wins the Lake Tobias passes and a limo ride there to Lake Tobias from our good friends at Susquehanna Valley Limo.
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational.
This is what we call our curtains up. Congratulations to our Curtains Up winners and a big thank you to our sponsors, including Oberdorf's Carpet One and Susquehanna Valley Limousine. Some final thoughts and thank yous still to come. It's Morgan.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
So cool to be back, Father of the Bride. That's all behind me, Morgan in the Morning. A more humble place to live. Every single morning, thanks to Chad Evans for filling in. Last week, he's coming up next.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.